Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet
I'm Mason White. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We've got our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, here, ladies and gentlemen. Bill is the chief economist for the National Federation of Independent Business, former dean, chairman, king biscuit of the entire business school at Temple University, and taught there for many, many years. And he's one of the leading economists, one of the most regarded, highly regarded economists in the galaxy. And his index, the NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism, is the gold standard for small business. I mean, it's just been all over the news lately because of the good news. And he's got some good news for us. Bill Dunkelberg, welcome back.
Hey, thank you, sir.
So finally, Bill, 8 years.
Yeah, 8 years. Subpar, below average readings on the index.
On month after month. Trudging through the bad news, more regulations, more higher taxes, more anti-business rhetoric, more anti-business policies, Wall
now,
Street.
Of course, you realize that none of that has changed yet, so this is all.
But it's
hope,
all but what
for change?
But what is the title of your report? It's about the optimism, right?
Exactly.
It doesn't
exactly.
say the index of small business, financial statements.
No.
It
right.
says small business optimism.
Exactly. And
we're pathological. Can you imagine 8 years of pent-up optimism demand waiting to come out?
No. I mean, we're finding out what that looks like.
This has never happened before. This kind of a flip has never happened before, has it?
It started on November 10th, and it just soared.
Yeah. So tell us what's going on. What's the news?
Well, the index rose to 105.8.
Wow.
Compared to the average of the readings
for
that we had, of course,
years.
In the November of 98. But, of course, two-thirds of November came after the election announcement. So,
right.
So really, it's if you look at the October number, it was 95. And the first 10 days of December were 95. So there was no change. Until somebody said, hey, there's going to be a change in the management team in Washington,
right.
And that's when we took off. So we really went from 95 to 105.
Wow.
That's a 10-point jump. We've never seen that.
No, in the 25 years I've been looking at your report and 16, 17 now reporting on it.
Yeah.
I've never seen that before.
You'd have to go back to, you know, to get numbers like we got this time, you have to go back to 1983.
Right.
The beginning of that expansion, and of course,
after those two recessions were over.
Right, the economic policies put in place there by Reagan were really different.
That was post tax reform, wasn't it?
Right, the tax cuts were coming in, and all kinds of stuff versus what greeted us in 2009, which was the
right.
biggest tax increase in history, Obamacare.
Right. That's right.
How's that going to help when the answer is it didn't?
Well, I'll tell you, Bill, folks, this is really good news, it was all over my predictions were so optimistic this year. It's just been killing me to have to report the truth, Bill, for 8 years now that was bad news.
It was.
And you and I've done it. You've been right here. You've been a stalwart in all this. And so, but now to be able, I mean, look, folks, are things going to go swimmingly for the next four to 8 years? No, but at least we feel like we don't have somebody in the White House who hates us.
Right. You know, we got a management team now who believes in the private sector.
People who've made payroll before.
And the entrepreneurs and believes in the individual effort, and that's what we need.
And I'll tell you something, Bill, that isn't lost on small business. As you know, My small business number that I've come up with in my own way, in terms of the American voters who are directly connected in some way or fashion to a small business, is 100 million Americans, and I'm convinced that that sector helped push the election the way that it did.
Well, we know that based on what our members in NFIB identified as their top business problems, which is number one was the health care costs, and then
right.
Six of the top 10 were all about taxes, and the rest of it was about regulations.
Right.
Given that's their top concern, it's pretty clear which way they probably did vote. Somebody was going to deal with that.
Well, my polling showed 13% voted for Hillary.
Yeah,
in my survey, 13% voted for Hillary.
Yeah.
Of small businesses. Hey, Bill, hold on that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to get into the internals, into the middle of this thing, the profit and the hiring and the wages and the profit. Did I mention that? After these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.